I just wanted to get your thoughts on the election results. You both are elected back to assembly. Some of you had opponents, others didn't. Kurt, we'll start with you. Your thoughts on what the voters just said at the ballot box this past week?
Well, I don't believe I'm surprised with, the way things turned out. So, except for the APOX one, and I think maybe we need a little bit more education on that one. I think if more people knew what that meant, I think we would have probably, voted it out. So anyway, but that was only disappointment for me. But everything else was. I kind of anticipated that.
You've got a 2-year term ahead of you. What do you hope to get accomplished?
Well, I hope we can get some funding for the fire hall, and then I hope that we can complete the harbor drive down facilities. Those are going to be my two major thrusts.
Okay. Well,
Yeah,
congratulations.
thank you.
And Cindy, you've got a 3-year term ahead of you. What are your thoughts about winning that seat?
Well, I'm glad to be back on. I've enjoyed serving thus far, and so I'm looking forward to the next 3 years. And I have to agree with Kurt. I was a little thrown by the APOC filing vote. I think of all of them, that was the one that surprised me the most. So, in terms of the sales tax, that doesn't surprise me. You could hear people talking in the street about how they felt about various issues. So, that sort of shook out the way I anticipated. I do think we're going to have to be looking at future funding, though, and sales tax exemptions for seniors. So, I have a feeling this one will come back again.
Yeah, and the APOC issue as well, do you think
I think so. I think so, because it was not a requirement when we were a city. And so I've heard several people that I think would be good people to serve who have declined to file for that reason. And that's unfortunate. And I can't say why that would be a conflict for them, but they felt pretty strongly about it. And in a small community, we all tend to know each other's business anyway. I don't see that as being something that really provides an extra layer of protection for in local politics. And if somebody knows something different, I'd sure like to hear about that. But I see that as being less of an issue than in bigger communities or bigger issues. And so I'd like folks to be able to reconsider that one in the future.
Congratulations.
Thank
And
you.
to you too, Bob, you have 3-year term that you won. What are your thoughts on the recent voting, and what'd you take out of that?
Well, I think it came out the way I pretty much figured. I'm disappointed, like everybody else is, about the APOC vote. And I believe I've had to fill that out at the federal level, and but it was doing it here is a whole different kettle of fish, so to speak, as I see it. That form that we had to fill out doesn't really get to the issues, I think, at a local level. The issue I think we need to deal with is whether or not one of us voting has a particular interest in something we're voting on. And that form that we have to fill out doesn't really get to that. So I'm disappointed in that one. Otherwise, I have no real, I think it came out. Actually, I think it came out pretty good, because I think if you'd have looked at a couple of those issues on the propositions, if we'd have passed one and not another one, there was a couple of them, I think we're in conflict. So we'd have had to go back and scratch our head of how the devil would implement it, accordingly.
And it seemed like some voters were just in a no mood anyway on this ballot.
Yeah. Well, if you look at that, if you were on a lot of those issues for the seniors, if you're going to vote no on one, you were going to vote no on a lot of them.
Sure.
And I understand that.
3 years ahead of you, what do you hope to get accomplished in your next term here on Assembly?
Well, I hope to continue to help implement this charter that we came up with. And obviously, I think there has to be some changes made, since we're a borough, not just a city anymore. And I think we got to work out, what services are going to be provided outside Service Area 1, in addition to. I've had a couple people come to me and say that actually now, since we're a borough, we have less service than we had before, and I think that's got to be taken on and looked at in some detail.